Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of February, the feast of Saints Lawrence, Dunstan, and Theodore, Archbishops of Canterbury, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The University of Johannesburg Choir sings Ukutula. Peace in this world of sin the blood of Jesus brings. Redemption in this world of sin the blood of Jesus brings. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark. The passage will be read once with pauses on the way for reflection.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little girl is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him.
As we pray today, we will focus on some of the characters in our reading. Picture Jairus, a leader of the synagogue, an important man. See him fall at the feet of Jesus, crying, "My little daughter is at the point of death." See and hear his desperation. When have you turned to God in desperation?
and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well."
Now look at the woman who had suffered for many years with hemorrhages. What does she look like? Watch her come up behind Jesus in the midst of a crowd and touch his clothes. Perhaps you would love to reach out and touch the Lord today as you seek healing for yourself or for another. Take a moment to imagine that you also touch the Lord's clothes with the faith of this woman.
Immediately, the hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease."
Now we focus on Jesus. Picture him pressed in by the crowd as he feels the touch of the woman and feels the power leaving him. Now see him gaze at the woman as he says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." Imagine him looking at you this way. He has seen you in the middle of a crowd and has felt your faith and has heard your prayer.
While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him.
Place yourself in this scene of commotion outside the home of Jairus and listen. Imagine the sounds of the grief of Jairus and his wife on hearing that their daughter is dead. The wailing of the mourners. Perhaps these experiences resound with your own experience of loss. But try now to feel the calm and reassuring presence of Jesus as he says, "The child is not dead, but sleeping."
Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. And he took her by the hand and said, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. and at this they were overcome with amazement. And he strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat.
Now we focus on the little girl. So imagine for a moment her still form, pale. Then see Jesus approaching her, taking her hand, saying, "Talitha cum," little girl, get up. Watch the girl as she rises, sits up, gets up from her bed, and walks. What is it like to watch this? As we end our time of prayer today, speak with the Lord about one of the encounters from today's reading that has most moved you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.